From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. Counties across California have enacted stricter COVID-19 restrictions after the state broke a record with more than 7,400 coronavirus hospitalizations on Sunday. Governor Gavin Newsom said the medical cases are concerning, but he says California is prepared.
Interesting to note that California's current PPE stockpile is the largest in the United States. In fact, it's larger than the U.S. government's stockpile. The National Strategic Stockpile actually has 40 million less N95 masks than the state of California. So it's just an example of what we have been doing over the last number of months to truly be prepared.
Health officials are preparing for a wave of cases over the next 2 or 3 weeks that could be linked to holiday gatherings. San Francisco and San Mateo counties moved to the most restrictive purple tier in the state's pandemic blueprint for the economy. That tier forces most indoor activities to close and places residents under curfew starting tonight. Sports teams in Santa Clara County were surprised to learn this weekend that their play and practices will be put on hold. KALW's Scott Carroll reports.
Santa Clara County health officials announced that college and professional sports programs are allowed to only operate outdoors, and then only if athletes do not come within 6 feet of one another at any time. Athletic activities involving contact or close proximity are prohibited at least through December 21st. Teams or programs that travel outside of Santa Clara County to play will be prohibited from playing within the county for the rest of this period. Those who travel over 150 miles will be required to quarantine for 14 days. This will impact football and basketball programs at Stanford and San Jose State, among other colleges and universities. And it will affect the pros, too. San Francisco 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan says the restrictions have the team scrambling to figure out where to practice and play.
We need a place that we can feel safe and stay because we're not going to be able to go to our homes anymore that are safe. So we're going to have to stay in a hotel or somewhere. So that's where it would start. Second thing is we need a practice field to play on. And then obviously we need a stadium to play in. So I'm not going to be that picky.
The 49ers will play their next two scheduled home games in Arizona at the home of the Cardinals beginning next Monday. In Berkeley, I'm Scott Carroll, KALW News.
California has strongly recommended that hospitals test all their workers each week for the coronavirus. More than 1,700 of the patients hospitalized on Sunday were in intensive care units. The California Department of Public Health also recommends hospitals test all patients before admitting them and to promptly test current patients once they show symptoms. The California Nurses Association welcomed the news, calling it a victory for nurses. The California Department of Public Health says the weekly testing should start by the week of December 14th. You can find more news online at KALW.org or follow us at KALW on Twitter and Facebook, where we provide updates on the latest regional and national news throughout the day. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.